be to God. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. We give God the highest praise on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every listener, each and every caller, because we recognize with two or more gathered in the name of Jesus, his word said that he would be in the midst of us. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. That's what the old song used to say. So we thank God. He said, rejoice in today, because this is the day that he has made. So we thank God that the joy of the Lord is still your strength and my strength. We ought to get excited. This is Holy Week. We are days away from Resurrection Sunday. We just came from Palm Sunday, and right now we just know that the saints of God are ready in their hearts for Easter Sunday. But tonight we came to pray. Tonight we came to intercede. Tonight we came to come before the throne of grace, because we know that prayer is powerful and effective. Because the Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. First Chronicles says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. And we know that people are standing in the need of prayer. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons, here with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family, and we welcome you tonight to our time of prayer. Jesus said, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? And that is our intent every Tuesday night, to pray for that 1 hour. But before that, I want to just read some verses coming from the book of 2 Timothy. The book of 2 Timothy, I want to read some verses of scripture and just share what God has placed in my spirit before we pray. But 2 Timothy, as Paul writes to his son Timothy, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, help us God, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, Jesus, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, Paul says, turn away. We go on down to verse 12, and it says, yes, in all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. We see, as Paul prophetically writes this epistle to his son Timothy, that, mark my words, he says, know this. And he prophesied about the days you and I are living in. We see sometimes children dishonoring parents. We see people loving pleasure more than loving of God. We see men and women confused about who they are. We see sometimes betrayal and people doing harm to one another, deceiving one another. And even in the church, God is challenging us not to have a form of godliness, but to, glory be to God, not to deny the power thereof. I'm not talking about being perfect. I'm not talking about making mistakes. I'm not talking about falling short. I'm talking about trusting God to make us better. We can't do it. If we could do it, we would have done it a long time ago. I don't know about you, but I need the help of God daily. I need God to bless me daily, give me favor daily, to help me be the husband he called me to be, the father he called me to be, the man of God, the pastor, the son he called me to be. I need God. So when we pray, we're praying because we are in this day that Paul described. We're praying for our youth. We're praying for our marriages. We're praying for our churches. We're praying for those who are being deceived. Because he said in that verse 12, yes, all those who choose to live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. We don't want things to come to our lives. We didn't ask for certain troubles. We didn't ask for certain problems. We didn't ask for certain circumstances. But here we are, sometimes in the middle of a storm, sometimes being persecuted for no reason. People coming against us for no reason at all. In the church, we call them haters. But he is simply saying, the devil can work through people to harass you and make your life difficult. So when we pray tonight, we're praying as all scripture has been given to us to inspire us, to give us wisdom, to reproof and correct and instruct us in righteousness. We need wisdom in this hour. We need guidance in this hour. If you are a parent, you need guidance on how to raise those children. If you are a spouse, you need guidance on how to stay married and happily married. If you're anybody in Christ, you need wisdom from on high through the leading of the Holy Spirit to be successful in this hour. So we thank God for every caller on tonight. And as we pray and go before God, he says, bring your prayers and your supplication. I feel the Holy Ghost already. Bring your prayers and your supplications and your petitions unto me, he says, with thanksgiving. I believe they say that because we have to have a spirit of expectation when we pray. We're not wasting words. We're not wasting our time. We're not just up here rolling and spinning our wheels. But we know that prayer works. If I had time, I can give you testimony after testimony of seeing the effectual, powerful effect of prayer. I've seen sometimes sickness on our children, God canceling it. I've seen even sometimes infirmity trying to come against my body and God canceling it through prayer. So we're going to pray for our children. We're going to pray for our marriages. We're praying for our communities. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we came praying tonight. We came because you said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we're coming because you said all scripture has been inspired by God. We thank you, Lord, for your word, because your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. So I speak your word over every life tonight, your word over every home tonight, your word over every situation tonight. Your word has power. Your word is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Person, even the very asunder of the bone and marrow, even the intent of the heart, your word discerns. So, Lord, we thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus, you said just like the rain comes down and the snow comes down unto the earth and it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, because when that rain and that snow hits the earth, all of a sudden plants and herbs and vegetables sprout up from this earth. And we thank God that God's word is just the same as you are here tonight. Faith coming by hearing and hearing through the word of God. So we pray for you. We pray for your marriages. We pray for you and your children and your grandchildren. We pray for your spouses and your extended family. We pray and lift up the name of Jesus on tonight during this holy week. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And he says, do you ask anything in my name, according to the will of the Father, it will be given unto you. And we know that God ordained marriages. We know that God gave us the children that came out of our loins, that came out of our wombs, that came out of our seed. So God wants us to give godly offspring. And we thank God that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. Oh, glory be to God. Hear the Holy Ghost on tonight. The weapon will be formed. The scripture that I read said that all of us will be persecuted because we're trying to live for Christ. We're trying to do better. We're trying to develop and mature and come closer to Jesus. He says, if you don't feel me like you used to, who move? Because the word says, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. He says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And right now, through the power of prayer, I pray that you're getting supernatural strength. I pray that your spirit is being stirred up. I pray in the matchless name of Jesus that you're going to get a breakthrough. He's going to bless your finances. He's going to bless your home. He's going to bless your children. He's going to bless your marriage. He's going to do what man can't do, because the scripture says with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. That's why I never give up on people. That's why I never give up on God, because God will never give up on us. Glory be to God. God has not given up on you. For the scripture says he knows the plans that he has towards you. Plans of good and not of evil. Yeah. Plans to give you an expected end. Yeah. I said your future is bright. Yeah. I said your latter shall be greater. Yeah. I said your tomorrow is going to be better than your yesterday. I said next year is going to be better than this year. Right. I said, glory be to God, next month is going to be better than this month. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, yeah, Pastor, because right now it's March 31st, and next month is tomorrow. Oh, glory be to God. I said next month is going to be better than this month. Yeah. And we're just a few hours away from next month. Yeah. You ought to get expectation. You ought to anticipate a move of God in your life, in your family. You're doing your best as a parent. You're doing your best as a spouse. You're doing your best as a grandparent. And God is going to give you the help that you need. God is going to move. God is going to do what man can't do. So, God, we surrender all tonight. Oh, glory be to God. You said, cast our cares upon you because you care for us. And right now, sometimes the weight on our shoulders, the burdens, even though your word says you won't put on us more than what we can bear, but with that weight, you will make a way of escape. And right now, Lord, somebody need a way out of what they're dealing with. Right now, God, somebody need answers on what they're facing. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, somebody need a solution. Somebody need a remedy. Somebody need a fix right now. And I'm not talking drugs. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, you are a deliverer. He's still a healer. Oh, Pastor, when I felt it. I felt it when I said healer. Yeah. Somebody on this line, maybe there's sickness in your body. Yeah. Maybe there's infirmity or disease. Maybe there's something going on that's bringing your body pain or torment. And I decree and declare you healed tonight. Receive it by faith. I decree and declare that you are healed tonight. He's regulating blood pressures, high and low blood pressures. He's killing and destroying chronic diseases in the name of Jesus. That generational curse is broken. I don't care what your family lineage is. I don't care what your family history is. I don't care what's been in your family. Right now, the curse is broken. It's going to start with you. Your children are going to be blessed because he said, I'll bless the third and fourth generation of those that love me. I bless the, oh, your grandchildren are going to be blessed. Your great-grandchildren are going to be blessed. Your great-great-grandchildren are going to be blessed because you are honoring God with your life. You are honoring God with your prayers. You are honoring God with your money. You are honoring God with your talents and your bills and your skills and your ability. You are honoring God in the name of Jesus. That's why Paul says, when I am weak, then I am strong.
Thank you,
be not weary in well-doing, because you're going to reap a harvest if you faint not.
Yes.
But we got to be honest with ourselves. Sometimes we get weak in this journey.
Yes.
Sometimes we get frustrated with this walk.
Yes.
Sometimes we get discouraged and disappointed. We got to keep it real so God can give us real solutions in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer, not my mother, not my brother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. At our old church, we used to sing an old song, somebody pray for me, have me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're praying for one another because the Bible instructs us to pray for one another that we might be healed, to pray for one another to remove the burdens, to pray for one another that we enter not into temptation.
Yeah.
Oh, glory be to God. The Lord deliver us from all kinds of evil. In the Neshaba Akata. Roshele Ebo Okata. Telehe Tele Ekoro Hosa. Oh, Lord, we love you tonight. You said, glory be to God. As we touch and agree, we shall have what we say. So my brother and my sister, who's in the middle of a storm, who's in the middle of a hardship, who's in the middle of a dilemma, right now, Lord, remove the thorn. Right now, Lord, remove the torment. Right now, Lord, remove the mountain. Because you said if we speak to the mountain, oh, glory be to God. And we speak to the mountain and do not doubt in our heart. And we say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. You said we have what we say. That's why we got to believe and then we receive. I'm going to say that one more time. That's why we got to believe and then we receive. I need to say that one more time. That's why we're called believers, because we got to believe and then we receive.
Yes.
Believe that God has your children. Believe that God has your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that God will bless you financially.
Yes.
Believe that God will remove sickness and disease out of your body.
Yes.
Believe the word of God prophetically over your life. In the name of Jesus, he's about to pour in new wine. He's about to pour in new oil. He's about to give you a fresh anointing if you believe it by faith. In the name of Jesus, that's why the devil's harassing you. That's why the enemy's coming in like a flood. But the Bible says God will raise up a standard in the name of Jesus. So when we go through the flood, we won't drown. Hear God. When we go through the fires, we won't be burnt and consumed. So I thank God tonight for prayer. I thank God tonight for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank God tonight as we are reminded on Resurrection Sunday, on Easter Sunday, on this Good Friday, that he died for our sins. That's why he says, oh, glory be to God. That's why he says, forgive. That's why he says, let go and let God, because he has forgiven us. He has died for us while we were yet sinners. He has paid the price for you and I. So we ought to be reminded that we're praying to a God who's interceding for us tonight. He's seated at the right hand of God. He's praying for you. He's praying for me. He's looking down from glory on you and your family. And he's interceding. And he's saying, glory be to God. Cover them and protect them. He has an angelic host watching over your life. He has a guardian angel protecting you and your children. Oh, glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for manifestation of miracles. We thank you for healings tonight. We thank you for deliverance on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you have prepared for us. So as my wife continues to pray, as we open up the phone lines momentarily, we believe God for you. We plead the blood of Jesus over you. We are trusting and believing God by faith that he is going to bless you, that he is giving you favor, that God is watching over you. And we thank God tonight for you and your family. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Lord.
We praise you, O God. We worship you. We magnify your name, Lord. You are worthy. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and pray, Father God, on one accord. You said, with two or more gathered in your name, God, asking anything, oh God, that you would be in our midst, oh God, and you would give those things for which we have petitioned you on tonight, God. So, Lord, we're asking, Father God, hallelujah, for you to just abide with us for the rest of this hour. We're asking that you will touch each and every person under the sound of our voices. Lord, we're asking that you will bless each and every household that's tuned in on tonight, God. We're asking, oh God, thanking you and praising you in advance for peace in the minds of the people. We're thanking you in advance, oh God, for joy. We're thanking you, Lord. Hallelujah. For wisdom, oh God. Somebody needs wisdom on tonight, God. Somebody has some decisions to make, God. And Lord, we are asking that you will shine forth, Father God, your glory in their lives and give them wisdom from on high to make the decisions that they need to make, oh God. Somebody needs finances. Somebody needs money, oh God, to pay some bills, oh God. So, Lord, we're just asking for a supernatural release of financial resources, oh God, witty inventions, oh God. You said you have given us the ability to get wealth, Lord, so we just thank you and we praise you in advance, oh God, for the ability, oh God, to get wealth. We thank you, Lord, for the books that are to be written and for the CDs that are to be cut, for the businesses that are to be birthed, oh God, for the advancement of your kingdom, God. Lord, we love you on tonight. Lord, bless every person, God. Father God, let your spirit raise up on the inside of each and every person, oh God. Father God, somebody's thirsting or hungering on tonight after righteousness. You said that they shall be filled. So, Lord, I speak of instilling, God, for somebody who's feeling dry and somebody who's feeling discouraged on tonight, God. I speak encouragement into their life right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let that person not give up. Let that person not, Father God, throw up their hands and defeat. But, Lord, strengthen each and every person under the sound of our voices right now. In the name of Jesus, give them power from on high, Lord. Pastor Emily said already, Father God, that your word says when we are weak, then we are strong because it is you that raises up on the inside of us, oh God, and gives us the ability to keep moving forward. So, Lord, we thank you for supernatural strength on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom from on high. We thank you, Lord, that every need is met. You said we should not worry, oh God, about what to eat, Father God, and where we're going to live and what we're going to wear, God. But we, Father God, should seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us, O God.
Yes.
So, Lord, we're seeking you, Father God. We're seeking your face and not your hand, O God. We're seeking your glory, O God, and not just your blessings, O God. We're seeking your will, O God. Hallelujah. And not our own way, God. And we're asking you, Father God, to continue to direct our path. Father God, speak to those who are not saved on tonight, God. If there's anyone listening, they don't know you, O God. Lord, tug on their heartstrings, O God. Reveal yourself, oh my God, hallelujah. Reveal yourself to them in a mighty way, even if they're listening via the archive, if they're listening by phone, if they're listening by computer, oh God. Let them know you like we know you, oh God, hallelujah. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free, open the eyes of the blind, heal the sick, oh God. Set those who are stagnant in motion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are able to do all things, oh God. So we, Father God, are coming to the way maker. Lord, you make a way out of no way. You are the light in the darkness. You are the way in the wilderness. Hallelujah. You are the Lamb of Lambs, King of Kings, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, hallelujah, that you are Lord of Lords. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the Lamb that was slain for our sins, God. And we are so grateful, and we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For what you've done for us. You saved us. You changed us. You loved us. You still love us, even when we're not perfect. God wants somebody to know tonight that he loves you. I just hear God say, I love you. I love you with an everlasting love. God says, I've always had a plan for your life. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And even when you feel alone, God says, I'm with you, and I will always be with you. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for being the ever-present help in the time of trouble. And Lord, right now we pray for the nation. We pray for the United States of America. We pray for the president. We pray for all the politicians, God. We pray, Father God, for the Father God, hallelujah, the leadership, the military, God. We pray, Father God, for Israel. And Father God, we pray, Father God, for all that's happening in hallelujah, in the eastern area of the of the world, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, Father God, because you are God everywhere. You're omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time. So, Lord, we pray for those, Father God, who are suffering. We pray for those who are being persecuted. We pray for those who are suicidal, God. And we bind up that spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus. Even the pilot from the last week who crashed the plane, God, that same demon, Father God, we bind that demon spirit up right now, and we declare right now that there will be no more suicide attempts in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are able to do all things, but fail, God, to lay your hands on each and every person on this phone line, lay your hands on their family members.
Yes.
Touch their children, touch their sons and their daughters, their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. Touch their spouses, their husbands and their wives. Touch their pastors. Touch their church congregation.
Yes.
Touch, God, hallelujah. Touch their parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Touch their co-workers. Let us be a light in the dark world, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you on tonight, God. Bless each and every person that listens to this prayer, God. And even as we go forward, God, we ask that you bless our children and bless the school system, even if they're doing the PARC testing, oh God, bless the school systems, especially in New Jersey. I don't know what's going on everywhere else, but Lord, bless our children, God, and keep them on solid ground. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, the Kingdom Church. We thank you, Lord, for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in that church, God. We thank you for every disciple of Christ that is affiliated with that membership at that local assembly, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to grow us spiritually, God. We need to grow spiritually, oh God, and then we will grow numerically, oh God. So, Lord, raise up on the inside of each and every one of us. Let us know you, oh God, like never before. Let us know you like never before, God. And we pray for the local assembly. And we pray for those on this prayer line who are connected to us, who are part of new creation, God, who have been grafted in, who have joined us, who have committed to this prayer line, oh God. And we pray for each and every one of them. Continue to grow them spiritually, oh God. Continue to give them a hunger and a thirst for more of you, God. Continue to bless them in their walk with you, God. So we just thank you and we praise you, God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people. And we say continue to have your way. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray for my mother. We pray for my mother, Mother May Thomas, oh God, hallelujah, even now, God. And we thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And we ask that you will continue to bless her, continue to heal her, continue to keep her, continue to give her peace, God. We pray for Hakiva and the kids, oh God, who are in Florida, oh God. Continue, Father God, to establish them. We pray for them to get a job, an apartment, Father God, place to stay, Father God, their own place. They have a place to stay, but Lord, we pray for their own apartment. We pray, Father God, for security, and Father God, we pray, Father God, for stability, God, and we bind up the hand of Satan and the hand of the devil that was trying to stop, my God, your plan in their lives. So Lord, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We
worship
you,
God.
We worship you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name on tonight. Well, we are going to, at this time, open up the phone lines, and we are just going to pray with you and pray for you as we stand in agreement with you. If there's a praise report, just press one on your phone. If you, whatever the Lord leads you, we thank God for every caller, every listener tonight. We believe by faith that God is honoring us as we honor him on tonight. So we are going to open up the phone lines, and we thank God for every caller on tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This first area code, 813, yes, hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Area code 813. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
Thank God, and thank you for having such a beautiful prayer, such a beautiful spirit. This is Miriam. And I have you on speaker because I have my little granddaughter, Ariella. Ariella is only 6 years old, and she told her mom this week that she wanted to go to church with me, and I'm praising the Lord for that. She wants to listen to Christian music. She told me to put on the Christian radio yesterday in the car, and I'm thanking God for all these blessings the praise report is, this is the one of the main ones. And the other one is that I'm getting a better relationship, you know, with my daughter, a work relationship and a mother and daughter relationship. Also, my other daughter came and visited me today. It was a total surprise. I did not expect her. So praising the Lord because he is moving in my life, and I'm so ever grateful, of course, to my friend over there in Jersey. I'm grateful to Maria, for Pastor Jamal. I'm grateful for this prayer line and for you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. And I pray for your mom that she will feel better and she will continue on as she has, for your family. And I'm so forever praising the Lord, and because I see where prayer does not fail. Prayer is.
No.
I'm seeing so many evidence of just keeping in focus to the Lord daily. I mean, continuously. I also want to ask you to pray for a girl named Alicia. She is a twin, and she has brain cancer. She's only 26 years old. I just found out about her today by my daughter that came to visit me, and apparently she's had some blood issues that they cannot determine what they are also. So I'm asking for prayer for her, and I'm just so forever, like I said, grateful to the Lord for everything that he's doing in my life and for my friends and for my extended family, you all. And amen. And I would like Ariella to say something. Do you want to say something, Mama?
I want to go to church because I want to learn about God.
Amen. Hi, Ariella. How are you?
Good.
Good. So you want to go to church so that you can learn more about God? Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know that God loves you?
Do you know that God loves you?
Yes.
Yes, God loves you. Do you feel him? Do you feel Jesus in your heart?
Do you feel Jesus in your heart?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, God loves you. Jesus loves you. And he's going to let you learn more about him. And one day you'll call and you'll tell us that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and we're excited, and we thank God for you. So thank you for coming tonight.
You're welcome.
I'm going to pray for you, okay?
I'm going to pray for you.
Okay.
Father God, we thank you for Ariella. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. We thank you, Lord, that at a young age, you have revealed yourself to her. And God, right now, I pray that you will continue to show yourself to her, to let her learn more about you. She says that she wants to know more about you, that she wants to go to church so that she can learn more about you. So, Lord, continue to show yourself to Ariella and let her learn more about you. Bless Ariella. Bless her mommy. Bless her family. Bless her grandmommy. Continue to bless them. Continue to keep them. Continue to take care of Ariella. Continue, Father God, to love her and to show her your love. So I thank you, Lord, for Ariella. I thank you for her life. I cover her life. I thank you for blessing her life. I thank you, Father God, and I give her life to you, for you to continue to protect her in everything that she does and to be with her every day. So, Lord, be with Ariella every day. And we thank you, Lord, for being with Ariella and for letting her learn more about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Ariella. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to pray for Alicia. Father God, we thank you for Alicia. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Alicia's life, God. And even as she's 26 years old and she's been diagnosed with cancer, God, we thank you that you are still a healer, God. And we believe in your healing power. So right now, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the life of Alicia, God. We thank you, Lord, that even though she's having problems with her blood, that there is no problem with your blood, and that your blood will never lose its power. So we pray healing. We pray healing by the stripes of Christ. She is healed. We thank you, Lord, that you came with healing in your wings. Hallelujah. And that you sent your word and healed them. So, Lord, we send your word to Alicia on tonight, God. And we, Father God, thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for supernatural power being released over her life, that she will have a testimony that she was sick and now she is healed. That you, Father God, stepped into the middle of her situation and you changed that thing around. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Alicia's life. And we speak life over her right now. We speak life over her. We speak miraculous healing over her. And we thank you in advance, God, for your power, for your healing, for just like the woman with the issue of blood came and touched the hem of the garment of Jesus, we come on the behalf of Alicia, and we touch the hem of your garment, and we know that she'll be made whole. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just praise you in advance for what you're doing in Alicia's life. In Jesus' name, and Lord, we pray for Miriam. We thank you for our praise report. We thank you, hallelujah, for her praise report and what you're doing in her life. We thank you for restoration, God. We thank you, Lord, that as she continues to seek after you, hallelujah, that you continue to bless her, and you continue to bless her family, and you continue to bless her family relationships. So, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in her life, and is yet to be done. We pray for her daughters. We pray for her son. We pray for all of her children, all of her grandchildren, and we just thank you for this journey that you have her on, and that this is just, God says this is just the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord says this is just the beginning. He is well pleased. Hallelujah. God says he's well pleased with you, with your repentance, with your heart towards him. Hallelujah. He says, I can use a broken and a contrite spirit. Hallelujah. Because of your humility before him, God says he is well pleased. Huh? And this is just the beginning of what he's about to do in your life. There's total restoration coming. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not only your grandchildren, but your seed, your children. The pastor said it earlier, to the second, third generation, thousands of generations, God is blessing. He's blessing your children. He's blessing your grandchildren. He's blessing you. He's restoring. He's redeeming the time. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for Miriam, and we thank you for her family, and we thank you for the praise reports that are yet to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. So God bless you, Sister Miriam. We love you. God bless you, Ariel.
Say God bless you, Ariel.
God bless you, young lady. We thank God. That does my heart good.
Yes.
Even at a young age, Jesus said they can't come to me unless they're drawn by my Father. And at a young age, she has a desire for God.
Yes.
That's only God. And we thank God for that family. And Mary and her family. And we're going to take another caller. And we thank God for every caller we will get to tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Area code 678-678. We thank God for you tonight.
I thank God for you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I have a Psalm 139 that I want to read. It's to the chief musician, a Psalm of David, and it goes like this. It says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my mind uprising. Thou understand my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, thou knowest altogether. Then I wanted to say, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And I just want to say, I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. And I want to give thanks to God. And I've said this before, and I want to say it again, but I know that I've come a long way. And I feel I'm so close to God. I have God in my heart. I feel him so close to me. And no matter where I go or what I have in my mind, I know that he is in my heart, just making every move for me, fighting every battle for me. And I thank God and I love him so much. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I just want you to pray for those people that don't know God, that someday will get to know God. I want to pray for those people. I want you to pray for those people for me. And
amen.
Thank you both.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
To God be the glory. We thank God for you. And that song blessed us. And even that scripture, I believe that's for all of us, but that's for you, Sister Marie. I will praise thee,
Jesus.
Verse 14 says, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are the works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And that's what you said. You know God. You feel God.
Yes.
Marvelous is his work because you're his workmanship.
Yes.
And
yes.
you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
So God,
yes.
thank God that you
thank
recognize
you.
That God has made you the way you are.
Yes.
It's only
yes.
one you. You are unique. You are special.
Yes.
You are
thank
glory
you, Lord.
Be to
thank
God.
You.
One of God's favorite daughters.
God.
We thank God for you on
glory
tonight.
To God.
And now,
yes.
Lord, as that she
yes.
admonished us to pray for those who don't know you,
yes.
we thank God that she knows you and that she trusts you.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
She put our
thank
faith
you.
In
Hallelujah.
You, God. In the name of Jesus. Now,
yes.
God, we pray. Even for those who don't know you, Lord, turn their hearts towards you
yes,
in the
Lord
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Name of
let
Jesus.
Them say yes with their mouths. Thank
yes.
you for their confessions, Lord.
Yes.
You
yes.
as their Lord and their Savior. Because your word says
yes,
that we confess
Lord.
With our mouths and believe in our hearts that Jesus
thank
is
you, Lord.
Lord, we will be saved.
Yes.
So we
yes,
thank you
Jesus.
For the gift of salvation through faith by grace.
You.
So, Lord, we thank you for Sister Maria, for her family.
Yes, Lord,
thank you for her son, Lord, her extended
yes,
family.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
in the
continue
name
to
of
bless
Jesus,
this young
Lord.
Lady. Continue
thank
to move
you,
in her
Jesus.
Life.
Hallelujah.
Continue to give her godly opportunity. In
yes,
the name of
Jesus,
Jesus.
Name of
open
Jesus.
Doors for her that
thank
no
you,
man
Lord.
Can close. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for good, godly relationships coming her way. We thank you for a network of people, Lord, that will bless her life. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Even, Lord, glory be to God that you have fearfully and wonderfully made her and no weapon. Penetrated or formed against her. No form of persecution,
Lord,
will be able to separate her from the love of God. So I
thank
you for her life. We thank you for her testimony. We
thank
you for her witness of your goodness. So continue to bless her. Continue, Lord, to favor her. And continue to lead and guide her. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So Lord, we can continue to pray for the lost. Those who are lost. Because your word says the devil of this world have blinded the minds of those who don't yet know you. There's been a veil put there. And right now, we remove the veil. We remove the veil.
Yes,
we remove the veil in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank
even
you.
As we approach
hallelujah.
Easter Sunday, the Bible says when they crucified our Lord and Savior, it says the curtain was ripped from top to bottom, and the curtain was torn. Now we have access to God, direct access.
Jesus.
So Lord,
yes.
we thank God for those who will come to you directly
yes,
and
Lord,
say, what
you.
Must I do to be saved? And
yes,
Lord, you will
Jesus.
Bring them in to the family
yes, Lord,
of God. We are the body of Christ. So we thank God for Sister Maria and her family, and we thank God
thank
for her future.
You.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you both.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Wow.
She blessed me with that scripture and that song.
Yes.
Oh, that was powerful. In the name of Jesus. Press 1 on your phone, and we're going to get to every caller. We thank God for every caller tonight. And if you press 1, we will pray with you and pray for you. And hear that praise report, and we're going to take our next caller on tonight in the name of Jesus. Area code 270.
Yes.
270. We thank God for you this evening. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another
time. Hallelujah. Praise Him.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we give you the highest praise of hallelujah because you are worthy.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you, Father,
hallelujah.
For the three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We come together again tonight. Father, we thank you for spiritual unity, Father. I thank you again for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father, in Hillside, New Jersey, Father. I thank you for the pastors there, Father, Pastor Anthony and his wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Father. And I thank you for allowing them, Father, to have the Holy Ghost ruling and reigning in each and every Tuesday night prayer session, Father. We thank you for the spirit of prayer, Father. We thank you for your redemptive power, Father, restoring and redeeming, Father, because you are our Redeemer. I thank you again, Father, for the word that was brought forth through your son, Pastor Anthony Simmons, from the book of Timothy, the second book of Timothy, the Father. I thank you, Father, for allowing us to be warned and know that we try the Spirit by the Spirit, Father, because there is false teachers in the last days, Father. And we want to thank you, Father, for allowing us to know Christians should guard against deceit. And we guard against that deceit by knowing the true and living word of God that is brought forth each and every Tuesday night by your shepherd and shepherds in the natural there in Hillside, New Jersey, Father. And we are, Jesus, commanded by you to study the word for ourselves that we shall be approved. A workman need not to be ashamed, right in the dividing the word, Father, your word, which is you, Father. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to receive that the word, Father, will, Father, not, Jesus, your word will enhance us, Father. Your word is you, Father, and your word is meant to change us, and we can't change your word, Father. That's why you commanded us tonight, Father, to be aware of the false teachers, Father, and we know, Father, you and your word rule and reign, Father, and we thank you, Father, for in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word is what we receive and what we eat, Father, and we know man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And I want to thank you again, Father, for allowing us to come together in unity each and every Tuesday night, Father, spiritually connected, Father, from on high with the Holy Spirit that rules and reigns in us, Father. Continue to have your way right there in Hillside, New Jersey, Father, right here in Kentucky, Father, right there, Father, in Georgia. Have your way because we know you are omniscient, Father. We know you are omnipotent, Father. We know you are omnipresent, Father. You are all-knowing. You have all power, and you are everywhere at the same time with the same power, Father. And we thank you, Father, as we receive you each and every day, we rejoice because the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father. And I ask of you, Father, continue to pour out blessings for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. Continue to allow your glorious light to shine there, Father. Continue to train them up, to train your people in the manner that you want them to go, Father. It's your Holy Spirit that rules and reigns amongst the pastors there, Father. It's your glorious light that shines right there in New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. We thank you for your word being brought forth, Father. We thank you for using their mouths as your mouthpiece, Father. And whatever you speak through them, we receive and take it to the faith bank, Father. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to know that we will suffer for Christ Jesus, but suffer is gain in the name of Jesus Christ. We know this journey with you is victorious, Father, even though we might have trauma, Father, but you still triumph by the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost that you have given us to keep us connected to you, interceding in our behalf to you, and keep us connected to each and every individual that is saved by your grace. We thank you, Father, for your bloodshed that cried out to purify us. And I want to thank you, Father, for the voices that I've heard, my kingdom connection on this Tuesday night prayer line. Thank you for Sister Miriam and the little one, Father. In your word, you say in the last days, you'll pour out your spirit upon all flesh, Father. Thank you for pouring your spirit out upon Ariella, Father. Thank you for her. Ooh, Jesus, her Auntie Miriam, Father. Thank you for the holiness and the humbleness that you have put into her heart. Thank you for Sister Maria, Father. Thank you for using her to your glory each and every day, Father. It's just the joy, Jesus, that I hear coming through the phone line on Tuesday night, Father. It is fire. Ooh, shut up in the line just like Jeremiah. Shut up in my bones, Father. And I want to thank you, King Jesus, for your redemptive power. I want to give for that spirit to pray, Father. I want to thank you for the faithful few, Father. I want to thank you for your pastor, Father, Anthony Simmons, and his wife, Dr. Rebecca Simmons, Father. Thank you for being, allowing them to be faithful to you, Father. Thank you for allowing them to come forth, preaching and teaching the true and living word of God, uncut, unsifted, Father. And we know the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. We know your word touched more going in and heals coming out, Father, is what we hunger for, your word, which is you, Father. And we thank you, Father, the deception is already destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we know we must eat the word daily. We must speak the word daily. We must live. We must walk out the word daily, Father. We know we can't just be hearers of the word. We must be doers of the word of God. And we will have the victory. We will have power, Father. I know in my weakness, Father, your Holy Spirit in me stands strong, Father. Just allow each and every individual on this line to yield our all to the purchasing power, but give up the Holy Ghost that you have given us to receive, Father. And I want to thank you again for supernatural favor from on high. Thank you again for our supernatural anointing. Thank you again for the Holy Ghost, our advocate, Father. Ooh, thank you, Father, for the keeper, the comforter, that rules and reigns in each and every individual that's on this line that's connected to you by the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost, Father. Allow him to continue to have his way, Father. We know you love us, Father. Regardless of what the situation looks like, we know we got the victory, Father. Just allow us to walk, not by sight, but by faith in you, our Father, God Almighty, Savior, who saved us by his faith and by his grace. We thank you, Father. We got faith in you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, and each and every individual connected to this line. You are not a respected person. The same favor you gave them, you give us, Father. And we know favor is better than any money that we can obtain because you are Jehovah Jireh. And I want to thank you for giving supernatural favor to New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. Continue to have your way, Father. Thank you for the explosion right there in Hillside, New Jersey. Thank you, Father. In your precious powerful name, I praise you. And I want to thank you again for your anointing. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. The soldiers are not outside your house, are they? God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for you. And I might hear fire trucks in the distance. One time we were having service at New Creation Christian Ministries. We were baptizing people, and the spirit was so hot. It was hot in the Holy Ghost, and the fire trucks. My God. Hallelujah. But there was, they couldn't see a natural fire, but there was a supernatural fire, and that's what you have burning on the inside of you. I'm going to call you Jeremiah, my God, because this word is like fire right up in your bones, my God, and you keep that fire. Amen. We thank God for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank God for you praying for us every week. And your prayers are very much. Amen. And we need those prayers. We thank God for you personally praying for us every week. Is there anything specific that we can pray for you today? Amen.
Yes, just allow me to become closer, more intimate with our Father Jesus Christ, and just allow me to yield myself to him to be used anytime and anywhere. It's not about me. I thank him for giving me the grace that he has given me, and I want to thank him for choosing to use me in the manner that he does, and he receives all glory and honor. It's not about me. It's about the spirit that rules the reign in me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Father, we thank you right now tonight. Hallelujah. For Brother Jamal, we thank you in the name of Jesus, even for that desire, Lord, that spirit of humility. You said, humble yourselves, and he will exalt you in due season. So we thank you for the spirit of humility on his life. We thank you in the name of Jesus that when he is weak, yet he is strong, because he relies on the spirit of the living God that dwells on the inside of him. So anoint him afresh and anew. Pour in new wine into his life. A fresh oil on his life. In the name of Jesus, give him wisdom from on high, God. Thank God for the spirit of discernment, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge being on his life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you courage him and that you prune him and that you prepare him for the works of the ministry. In the name of Jesus, you say your word is a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his pathway. And even as he humbly said, place my strength in the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you will guard him. You will protect him. You will shield him in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that you will use him to win many souls for your kingdom, that you will use him to preach your word with boldness and courage, that you would use him, Lord, to share the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord, with this world, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you that he has a willing heart to serve you. I thank you that he has a desire to draw nearer to you. I thank you that he is hungering and thirsting after you. You say he will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for his hunger and his desire. I hear God saying he has already given you living waters. Bring it up.
Yeah.
And I thank God for the living waters. Glory be to God. You shall not thirst again because you have the living waters springing up on the inside of you. And that's why the devil comes against you. He's trying to dry you up. He's trying to wear you out and wear you down. The devil's trying to harass you in this season. But I thank God that God has a protection around you that the devil can't penetrate. In the name of Jesus, your enemies will come at you one way, and they will flee seven different ways. And God, hallelujah, is sending you as a sheep among wolves, but you are ready and you are able to handle whatever level of warfare God allows you to be exposed to. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, I thank you. Glory be to God. Even in the state of Kentucky, oh, glory be to God. Use him in that region. Use him, Lord, in that location. Use him in the state of Kentucky, Lord, to change hearts and change lives and lead those who don't yet know you. So, Lord, let them look upon his life and let him bring your name glory. For the word says, hallelujah, and if we live according to his will, and glory be to God, he will be glorified in heaven for what people see on your life. So I thank God for you, my brother. I thank God that your ladder is greater. I thank God that your future is secured. I thank God, hallelujah, he has ordained you for a time such as this. So God, use him and create that spirit of humility in his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And let me put your mind, there's a definite call on your life to preach this gospel. And God just wants you to know that this was his idea, not your idea. So no matter what persecution you come across and whatever tries to enter your mind, you might ask God, God, what am I doing? And when, what exactly is going to happen next? God says, continue to look towards him and allow him to order your steps. He says, you find yourself in a similar situation, a similar place often. He says, but each time it's different because he's developing some things on the inside of you, hallelujah, that's taking you to that place where he's taking you. God has already preordained, oh, glory, hallelujah, where he's taking you. And you might not see the way like Abraham did not see the way, but because you have given God a yes by faith, my God, hallelujah, the promises of God shall surely come to pass in your life. So do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed. Hallelujah. Do not look to the left or to the right, but set your face like flint and stay in God's face. My God, because God is getting you glory. Hallelujah. Because he's taking you some places. Oh, glory. He's opening doors that no man can open. Huh? And yes, there are some doors that will be shut, huh? But those are predestined. God knows where he's taking you. So continue to stay with the Lord, walk with the Lord, and watch God move in your life. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And because that is your prayer, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. As you abase yourself, God will continue to exalt you. He will continue to lift you up because you will continue to say, to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you. And we see, my God, there's so much We're just so blessed that God sent you this way, because there's so much that he has in store for you. So you get ready, get ready, get ready. You're not looking for the natural. You are thirsting and hungry after the supernatural, and it shall be revealed unto you. Signs and wonders shall follow your ministry. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God bless you. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for him. We all of you guys who pray for us.
Yes.
Thank God for Brother Jamal who pray for us regularly on this prayer line, and we receive that prayer. We are pastors. We are sons and daughters of God, but we need your prayers, and we thank God for all of you who pray for us. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go off the air in just a few moments if there's not another caller. If there is another caller, just press 1 on your phone, and we will take that final call, and we're going to continue to just believe God by faith and trust him in the name of Jesus. We actually are having service tomorrow night at our church, our 7:30 midweek service. And Sunday, Easter Sunday, we are starting at 12:30 p.m. sharp. And we are going to have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday service. And we are excited what God is doing in the city of Hillside, New Jersey, at New Creation Church. We thank God for all of our members, all of our church family members, and all of you on this line. We have so many states represented.
Yes.
Mom, we love you. We're praying for you. We see you out there, Ma, and we're going to continue to pray for you and pray with you. And every caller, we love you guys, and we pray for you continuously, and we thank God for your faithfulness to this prayer line. So spread the word that God is honoring us as we honor him in the name of Jesus. We have a song we're going to sign off with. Thank God for every caller tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. I just want to echo what Pastor Anthony just said. We thank God for every caller. We thank God for every guest, for the first-timers that have called in. And we thank God for you who have called in and call again. And we will, and, you know, maybe one day you will be comfortable enough to say hello to us, and we will be more than happy to, you know, pray with you. Amen. I took the phone to say that God so loved the world that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, for our sins. Jesus died for us so that we would not perish, so that we would not die, but so that we would have life and have life more abundantly. He died so that we would be able to know God better. Like little Ariella said, Jesus died so that we would be able to know God better, because without him dying, we could not know God the way that we do today. And because of that, we can be saved. We call ourselves Christians because we received the death, the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not only did he die, they buried him, but he got up. And that's why we're celebrating Easter, because Jesus got up with all power in his hands. He got up out of the grave. Amen. And he ascended into heaven, and he's seated at the right hand of God the Father. So because of that, all the Bible says all we have to do is believe that. Believe by faith that that is the truth about what happened, and we will be saved. We shall be saved. So we confess today that we are Christians because we believe on the death, burial, and resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for the redemption of our souls through the shedding of his blood, because Jesus died for us. And if you believe that, you too are saved. If you believe that in your heart and confess it with your mouth, you too can be saved. Amen. So we just thank God. I just wanted to put that message out there. You could just say today, I believe that Jesus died for me, and I receive him as my Lord and Savior. Again, if you want to be saved right now, you can say that right now. I believe that Jesus died for me, and I receive him as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Once more, I believe that Jesus died for me, and I receive him as my Lord and Savior. Amen. as you said that through your heart, you are now saved and you are now a Christian. And you could email us at powerinthword1@yahoo.com or send a text, Facebook message, or tell somebody who invited you on the call that you got saved tonight, and we will direct you towards what to do next. Amen. So God bless you, or press one, even as we're going off the line. So God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you, and we thank God for you. And happy, that people don't like to say Easter, but we say happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Go to church and praise God for the blood and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus. Amen. We love you. Amen. God bless you.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Get your storm is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it.
about your future.